So I had a question on, so last class you mentioned about how it's always better to get closer to your Lord through his ihsan rather than through trials. And there's also the idea that, you know, it's God will, like if you fail to get to God through his ihsan, then he will bring you to him through trialing.
Right.
So I was just wondering, how do we reconcile that with the idea that the prophets, all the prophets, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all the walis, they go through the hardest trials, and the principle that God loves those whom he trials.
Right. Well, and they're not mutually contradictory. Like when you're in a good state, you should be, because people tend to forget God when they're in good states. So what he's saying is that when you're in a good state, that's when you should be. The Prophet ﷺ was always with God. So whether he's in tribulation or whether he's in ni'mah, blessings, he's with God. Whereas a lot of people forget God when things are going well. And the Quran has many verses about that. They forget God when things are going well. So the Sahaba said the times of tribulation, they always felt secure in them because they knew that blessings were coming. Whereas when they were in blessings, they felt less secure because they knew tribulation followed it. But the point is, when you're in the blessing, is to be aware of it, right? In kunta fi ni'matin fara'aha, fi inna al-ma'asi tuziru ni'm. If you're in blessing, guard it, because, and that's why, you know, man shakara ni'amahu qayyadaha bi'iqaliha, you know. That if you're not grateful when you have the blessings, then you're exposing them to losing the blessing. So the tribulations are, I mean, dunya is a dar of bala, but there's always blessings in there's always ihsan. Even in the blessings, even in the tribulations, there's ihsan. There's always ihsan. I mean, Ibn Abbas said in every tribulation, there's three blessings that you should be aware of. It could be worse than what it is. Somebody loses a hand, they could have lost both hands. They lose an eye, they could have lost both eyes. Right? That it's in your the dunya, it's in your worldly matters and not in your religious matters, because that's the real tribulation, is in the deen. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. In other words, we know we're going to have masaib in the dunya, but don't make it in our deen. Make it in our dunya, if you're going to give us those tribulations. And then the third one is that it's in this world and not in the next world, because the real calamities are in the next world. So the what he meant by that, man lam yuqad ilallahi bi ihsan qida ilayhi bi sarasir imtihan. He's just saying that if the ihsan doesn't bring you to God, just know that you're going to be brought to God with tribulations. You're going to be brought to God. So but there is always tribulations. Is that clear?